95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
Choir in the big chair once again on WBCK for Coach's Corner in downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we'll continue that as we head into another week of the boys' basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Among the city games, St. Phil started a busy week on Monday where it was getting set to play three games in 1 week, and they beat rival Climax Scott 64-40 on Monday. In Tuesday's action in the Enquirer game of the night, Harbor Creek used a 33-point third quarter to race past city foe Penfield 62-49. Lakeview went out of conference, faced Division III State Power Schoolcraft and lost 64-38. And St. Phil hit the court on back-to-back nights and beat Battle Creek Academy 79-24. On Wednesday, Battle Creek Central played in a midweek game and lost to Lansing Everett 86-45. And last night in Friday action in our Enquirer game of the week in a battle of first place teams, Lakeview stayed on top in the SMAC East Division with a hard-fought win over Loy Narks on the road 50-47. That win puts Lakeview in first place, tied with Kalamazoo Central, and Spartans can have a chance to clinch the title with a game against city rival Battle Creek Central on the last game of the regular season next Friday. Also on Friday last night, Penfield earned a season sweep over Coldwater in a 59-34 win. St. Phil knocked off winless Athens team in the SCAA game 57-21. And Battle Creek Central took a long trip to Lake Michigan and went on the road and lost to Stevensville Lakeshore 60-45. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this break on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Broderick, the Battle Creek Enquirer, here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Burns at Penfield. How's it going, Coach?
Good, and good morning, Bill.
Thanks for coming on down. Penfield had a big week. A couple of teams that they like to play against in Harbor Creek and Coldwater, and you guys started off against Harbor Creek at the Beaver Dome there, and you end up losing 62-49, but that game was our game of the night here there in the Enquirer on Tuesday, and that game was tight all the way through the first half. Harbor Creek tried to use their pressure defense against you. You guys seemed to handle it pretty well in the first half, and the game was pretty much even at intermission. And then Harbor Creek broke out for that 33 points in the third quarter and rolled from there. But you had to like what happened early, especially after you guys had lost to Harbor Creek earlier in the season.
Yeah, I thought we came out and played a real strong, you know, first quarter, you know, especially we felt that was going to be key to come out and get off to a good start, and I thought we did that. We were able to get some good looks transition, be able to break press, was able to isolate, you know, Johnny on the block. Had a lot of good opportunities there in the first half. Missed a lot of opportunities too, and so going into halftime down one, we felt good with where we were, but we also understood that we left a lot of stuff out there, and we needed to clean that up. And then we came out to the third quarter, and then we saw what happened.
Yeah, you guys were only down 24-23 at halftime. And then you came out in that third quarter, and you and I talked about after the game, it wasn't really just one thing you could point to in terms of how it kind of went downhill from there. There were some turnovers and there were some deflections, but it's mostly that Harbor Creek kind of got hot, and then you guys missed some shots and had some empty possessions, and then all of a sudden you look up and then you're down. After you had time to think about it a little bit, do you see a little bit more of a clue on what really happened that third quarter?
We didn't come out with the same intensity that that we had in the first half. And on the flip side, I think Harper Creek came out with maybe a little bit more. They came out and scored on the first couple possessions, and then when we didn't answer that, and we've had a tendency doing that most of the year, is when the other team kind of starts starts doing some positive things, sometimes we drop our head and we let it affect the other areas, and that's execution and defensive fortitude. So when that started happening, and Harper Creek has some good shooters, and so when they started seeing the ball go through the hoop, snowballed on their side in a positive way, and then of course negative side on our side. So I don't think we matched the intensity, and then we let it affect us mentally the rest of the quarter.
Jonathan Lake had 12 points and 6 rebounds in that game, and that dropped you down to 6-12 on the season, but then you're back in Interstate 8 play again last night, and you got a little healthy last night. You seemed to match up really well with Coldwater. You played them on a Saturday afternoon game earlier in the year and caught them. I thought maybe caught them napping, but turns out maybe you do match up real well with them, and that proved it again last night with a 59-34 win. What do you guys do well against Coldwater that kind of gives them so much trouble?
I think it's you match up well. I think similar styles. We showed up and played last night. We played a complete game, for probably our best complete game of the season. We challenged guys. We've been talking a lot throughout the year. Okay, when things start going south, what do we need to do? Well, we talk about a lot, but now those words need to turn into actions, and we need to show that we're capable of doing what we're talking about. And so we challenged the guys last night. Let's show us, don't tell us. And they came out and played well. Got off to a great start, 18-4, and then 21-7 after the first quarter. So shot the ball extremely well. I think in the first quarter, all five of the starters had scored, and so we moved the ball, played with urgency that we haven't seen consistently enough.
That gave you 3 wins in the last 4 times out, and the Harper Creek game notwithstanding, that's a win over Marshall and a win over Coldwater. And in Interstate 8 play, you'll take that every couple of weeks if you can get that. They're the 2 defending champs in the league, and neither of them are having the kind of seasons that they really wanted this year. But those are quality wins in the league for you guys in terms of it playing well. And you talked about that 21-7 opening quarter and then up 33-16 at halftime. The guys kind of eyes open up wide when they see a team like Coldwater or Marshall like you have in the past few weeks, and they bring their A game a little bit. Is that what you see a little bit?
Well, yeah, and we were talking after the locker room and before the game, last Friday was Marshall senior night, last night down in Coldwater it was Coldwater senior night, so maybe the guys get geared up for senior night, and so we just need to see if everybody can schedule senior night for us the rest of the way. We're not going to tell anybody when we're doing that. we're gonna keep that secret, hopefully. We thought coming in the third quarter was going to be important. Played the first great first half. But we want to come out with the same intensity in the third quarter and not allow them to get in it. And guys did that great. I scored them 17-6 in the third quarter and then let it go the rest of the way.
Balanced scoring for you, 5 players with 9 or more points in that game. And our boy Calvin Pazins had 11 points, 11 rebounds. Jonathan Lake had a double-double with 10 points and 10 rebounds. Brevin Bailey had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists, a well-rounded game. And Deshaun Boykins and Zach Walling each had 9 points. And when you can kind of get that balanced scoring, you're going to get games like that. And that's what you like to see as a coach, is that right?
Yeah. And again, we shot the ball extremely well. We were hitting from the perimeter, and we have not been consistent from the perimeter all year. Both Calvin and Zach ended up hitting the 3, 3s each, finished with 10 on the team for the year. And so when we get, we find when we can get 7 or 8 made 3s, and that's typically, historically last few years kind of a low number for us, but this year that's kind of the number. If we can get 6 or 7 threes to go down a game, well, we're pretty consistent and gives us a good chance to win at that point, because then that opens things up for Johnny and then also Calvin down in the post. So we saw the ball going through the hoop last night, and that opened up everything else.
You have a couple home games in the last week of the regular season coming up this week. We won't tell anyone which is going to be senior night, so no one can get up for you guys.
That's right, yep.
Hastings is playing on Tuesday, coming into Penfield and then Jackson Northwest to end the season. You saw both those teams already earlier in the year. What can you take from those games, and what do you look forward to?
Yeah, so both conference games, you know, Hastings and Northwest, those are two stretches where we saw us start playing a little bit better, but not be able to finish those games. I mean, we had leads in the fourth quarter in both of those games on the road, and let both of them slip away. So we hope to be able to. I think we've learned from that. I think we've been playing better with the lead recently. And so the hope is to be able to play a couple of complete games there. And then we also have the makeup game at Plainwell on Wednesday. So we have
we got
three games this week to finish the season. And be nice to come out and play with the same intensity that we had these last few games and finish the season strong.
We'll do that, and we'll talk about the district pairings come out this weekend, so we'll know a little bit more about that as we get into that part of the season here, and we'll chat with you a little bit more about the districts coming up in the final week of the regular season as we get together again next week. Thanks for coming down, Coach. We'll talk a little more about Penfield basketball next week on Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick of the Valley Creek Inquirer, back here with the next Coach of the Morning, Coach Kimber at St. Phil Fighting Tigers. How's it going, Coach?
Morning, Bill.
St. Phil had a busy week this week, three games against teams you're familiar with, and back-to-back in the first part of the week. So you got things busy that way. Talk about playing three games in a week, and I guess that maybe can get you ready for some district action coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, no, we took it exactly as that. Like, you know, if you're going to play playoff basketball, you're going to have to play multiple games in a quick period of time in the postseason. And so, I mean, having a Monday-Tuesday game is always it's a difficult task in general. But I like how the kids answer to that.
You opened up with Climax Scott's game, and you won 64-40 on Monday. You broke open that game in the second quarter with a 17-6 second quarter and led 27-19 at halftime, and never trailed again. That's a good sign for you. You're going to play Climax Scott's again next week. So getting them last week on Monday and coming up with a big win, that bodes well for coming up here. What'd you do well against Climax Scott's to get that big lead?
Offensively, we were sound. I mean, I'm a nitpicker, so I'm going to sit here and tell you that I don't think we played that great defensively. But I thought we did a decent enough job because it's been kind of our Achilles heel all year has been rebounding. I think it's just the size of our team. I mean, we don't have anyone shorter than 6 foot, but we don't have anyone over 6'3". So we don't really have a lot of great height. But I thought we did a decent job overall rebounding. I mean, there was a situation there where I think we gave up three offensive rebounds. That still makes me a little mad. But just, you know, cleaning up things going up there because there's this chance we get Climax also right out of districts, and we have them on Monday. So, I mean, Tuesday. So there's a chance we get them three times in 3 weeks, and it's tough.
Especially since anything can happen in that kind of rivalry game. Clement Scott has St. Phil circled on the calendar when they're coming up, even though they're struggling this year a little bit with only 5 wins. You never know what's going to happen, especially when they have the big man in the middle, Miles Shannon for Clement Scott. He's the wild card there. He had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 blocks against you guys on that Monday game. But you guys countered with a well-rounded game, balanced scoring once again. Carter Diswick with 21, Lincoln Diswick with 19, and Colt Myers with 14. Miles Shannon got his points and his rebounds and stuff, but you took care of the rest of the guys. Is that kind of the game plan a little bit?
Yeah, that was the game plan. I mean, we saw it on film earlier in the year that it seems that, you know, we wanted a zone Miles up, and then when Miles would come out, we would switch up to our man-to-man defense because I think we match up really well against him guard-wise. So we wanted to make sure we could take advantage of that. But yeah, I mean, playing a kid like Miles is always tough, especially when you don't have a kid over 6'3".
Right. That can be a handful there. You guys came off that game, and you played another school that you might see in the district here. You played Valkyrie Academy, and you won your third game the last four times out, and it rolled. You guys won 79-24 against Valkyrie Academy that had 13 wins on the season coming into that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough place. It can be a tough place to play over there, Valkyrie Academy, a real small gym, but you guys seem to handle that well, and they're a smallish team. They don't play that great of a schedule there, and you guys kind of maybe showed some things that some other teams hadn't seen a little bit, and came here with a big win. You guys got rolling early. Is that kind of what happened there?
Yeah, before the change of location for districts, I kind of went into the game telling the kids, you know, get familiar with this gym, put some shots up. And we put some shots up, and they were going down. So that's really what was happening.
Yeah, what you're saying there, yeah, Valkyrie Academy was going to host the district there with St. Phil and Climax and Calvin Christian and others. And late this week, they moved that to Climax Scott's because of the gym size, gym capacity. But, yeah, you played at Academy this week, so you got a little bit of feel for it,
mm-hmm.
how that small gym can affect you a little bit, but it didn't seem to affect your guys too much.
No. We shot lights out in the first half, and then, we're pretty much able to coast from that point on.
Colt Myers had 19 points in that game. Sawyer Weiss had 16. Jackson Diswick had 14. And Nathan Thompson had 10 for Valkyrie Academy. And that set up another game for you late in the week last night, or what was it, last night?
Last night.
You played Athens, and Athens struggling this year, having a little bit of trouble, but they're going to come after you because you are St. Phil, but you guys won 57-21. And some other people kind of getting the scoring column for you that time around. Nate Rapelji had a 15. Chris Guyana at 11, Jackson Diswick had 14. It's nice to get some other guys in the scoring column when you're playing that kind of game. Is that right?
Yeah. No, we definitely looked at that as an opportunity to get some guys a little confidence booster going to postseason play, especially Chris Guyana. He's a big, strong kid. We're just trying to – he gets to all of his spots. It's just getting him to finish it. I still want to say he was probably less than 50% last night. But getting him more involved in our offense is a big factor because he's not necessarily a spot and realizes I got somebody coming in for a block. I got a kick out and open. So he got some opportunities he hasn't been getting recently last night, and he looked really good in it. And then Nate's a kid who's been coming on really strong in practice. He had a really good game. Welcome sign to see.
I have you guys at 12-7 now on the year, rolling right at the right time, which was what you want to do heading into the postseason. The district pairings come out over the weekend there, and you'll find out who you might be playing when that happens. Now being hosted at Climax Scott's, you're going to see Climax Scott's again on Tuesday, and then you're going to end the season at home against Burr Oak. Just two games next week, or do you have a
I was just talking last night with my coaches. We might mix some things up defensively.
Can you tell everybody right now so the coach at Climax Scott's knows about it?
Yeah, no, sorry, Ken. You're not going to hear what we're going to do. you don't want to have like a setback game like that, but you almost kind of want it to be competitive because, you know, the old saying is it's hard to beat a team three times, it's hard to beat a team twice, but especially three times. So if we get a chance to see them in the district after, you know, potentially beating them twice going into it in a matter of 2 weeks, like that's tough. So we're going to mix some things up on Tuesday, see what we like. Because, I mean, we saw.
Districts at that point, and thanks for coming on down, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
And we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
So I wouldn't mind just saying my condolences to the family.
And we're back with our next Coach of the Morning. This is Bill Broderick of the Valley Creek Inquirer, and we're going to take a minute here to talk about a person from the Battle Creek basketball community, longtime junior varsity coach of Battle Creek Central, Brian Watkins. They passed away yesterday after a long bout with cancer. And at the Inquirer, we've been chatting with some people in his life yesterday and this morning. We'll do something more in the paper here. And I know that him being a huge part of basketball in this community for a long time at the JV level, touch the lives of a lot of people, and I think a lot of the coaches have seen that. Is that right, Coach?
Absolutely. I just wanted to take a moment to recognize him and his family, send my condolences their way. Brian was an outstanding human being. I mean, basketball was how we connected, but what a great man, and the lives he touched, and was always good to me and everybody that was connected to me. With our time together, and he'll be missed. And he was just a good man, strong Bearcat, and my condolences to everybody there. He'll definitely be missed in our community.
Yeah, and I echo those sentiments. And we're gonna talk a little bit more in the Inquirer later today about that. So I'll look forward to that a little bit. And people have some nice things to say about Brian in that way. Harbor Creek didn't have a busy week. You only had one game this week as things are winding down the regular season, but it was a big one, and Harbor Creek played rival Penfield on Tuesday, and that was a game you were getting up for after beating them earlier in the season, and how that kind of came about. It was a close game at halftime, and then you had that big 33-point quarter in the third quarter and put that game away. You and I talked about that on Tuesday night. There hasn't been too many 33-point quarters that we've seen each and since been around basketball. And when those kind of come around, you just kind of sit back and enjoy.
Yeah. I didn't know it was 33 till after when you came in and we talked about that. I knew it was an explosion there that we had, and we shot the ball very well that quarter. Had a few breaks score away, but That was nice. You don't normally get to see that many, and when you're on the good end of it, it sure feels pretty good.
Harbor Creek won that game 62-49, and Harbor Creek only had a 1-point lead at halftime, and then broke out for that quarter, and then ended up at the end of the quarter, you guys had 33 points in the quarter, and Penfield only had 34 points for the game, and so that puts you up 57-34. A lot of good guys, a lot of good action in that game, and a guy stepping up for you. Braden Best was one of them. He got hot at the right time and started knocking out some threes. He had 14 points in that third quarter alone and had 20 points in the game. And when you see a guy getting hot like that, you kind of want to feed him a little bit, and you talked about that's what your guys did.
Yeah, we ran a couple plays for him. We came right out of the half and went to him. And had a couple plays designed because he was feeling pretty good that night. And then he capitalized on those, and then we found him some more through the flow of our offense, and then got a couple turnovers. And then the guys, I mean, like I said, the guys were looking for him after they recognized that he was knocking a few down. And that's been something that's been an improvement from the beginning of the year. And Braden came through and capitalized on those opportunities and shot the ball very well, especially in that third quarter.
Some balanced scoring after that. Dylan Ebersole had 10, and Brady Vetti had 10. And a lot of the starters sat out a lot of the fourth quarter after he got up big there. And that's what you like to see when you're playing a city rival in Penfield. And it kind of played out a little bit like it did the first time around in terms of exploding it on a spurt there. A lot of that coming off your defense and some deflections and some fast breaks. And that game plan seemed to work last time around, and it seemed to work again against Penfield. Put some pressure on them in the full court and also in the half court, and making them a little uncomfortable seemed to work for you guys.
Yeah, I think we have conflicting styles. I mean, they're more of a slow it down, pound it, play inside out type team. And they're very good at it if you give them that opportunity to. And we don't have that kind of personnel. So we have to try to make sure that we played our strength, and that was the key, that we were able to get to our strength. And they did do a good job in the first half, but I did like that we, even though we talked about it at the half, is that it was a tight game, but I felt like we had tempo, and that was important to us, is being able to play fast and not play slow and play in the half court, and we were able to get them to go up and down with us, and that was a key.
You guys were off last night, a rare Friday night off, and then you're coming back next week. What did you guys do last night? Did you take some days off with that week off? Or?
No, we watched a little film on Wednesday, had a little shortened practice, and then just did some shooting. Luckily for us, we had some kids that were kind of sick and beat up this week, so we just had a lighter day Thursday, and then came out and had a kind of a grinder day yesterday, and got up and down a little bit and spent some time with our JVs, and then take the weekend to kind of heal up. We'd like to get in the gym Sunday, but we just have kids that are under the weather, so we'll sit that one out and then come back Monday and get ready to go, because we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday this week coming up.
That's right, a big busy week, a three-game week coming up with a makeup game in the middle there. You're playing Coldwater at home on a Tuesday, Parma Western at home to end the season, and then in the middle there you have a makeup game with Battle Creek Central. I think that game's down at the field house.
It is, yep.
And three-game week gets you ready for districts, but also at this time of year when you want to get healthy for districts, a three-game week isn't the best scenario. So how are you guys going to kind of balance that?
Well, I mean, we're going to play this league game the best we can on Tuesday, and then we'll come in after school just briefly and have a little walkthrough for Battle Creek, and then go play the game, and then it'll be very, very light on Thursday, and get ready to go for Friday and walk through and probably film it up a little bit on Thursday as well. So,
you have a senior night mixed in there a little bit?
Yeah, that'll be Friday. Friday is our senior night. It's also military appreciation night, so all veterans will get in free. And we'll honor our two seniors that evening as well.
Big week for Harper Creek there, playing three games in the middle of the week there. And then the district's coming up. The district experience came out. We'll come out later this weekend, and we'll chat a little bit more about that next week as we get together. And we'll do that again next week and get everyone prepared for the districts, and we'll talk about the last week of the regular season when we do that. Thanks for coming out, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick back here on Coach's Corner. We're back here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach D. Wickman. How's it going, Coach?
Great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Great. We will bury the lead here and talk about the big game last night second, but we'll talk about what happened earlier in the week. You played a Schoolcraft team that's one of the powers in Division III, and then came away with a 64-38 loss. They kind of came out fast on you and put you away early. That was your third straight loss there, and not to deflate things or anything, but that maybe boded well for you later in the week when you kind of a little bit of a wake up call there in that game for you a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I don't know that. I think when you play, you know, however many games in a season, and you're bound to have a stinker somewhere, and I think that was ours. So, you know, they're a very, very good team. I mean, in very disciplined, take care of the ball. They don't turn it over. They shoot it well. They're pretty good size. Their guards are big. So you put all that together with the fact that, for whatever reason, we just didn't seem to have a whole lot of emotion and energy on that night. And they did what good teams do to teams that aren't ready to play.
Well, you made up for that last night. You played Loy Nargs in a big game that you were your guys have been looking forward to for a little while, and had played Loy Nargs twice already this year, one in a holiday tournament situation and the one in the, inside the division. And but the scenario with the loss to them in the division and you beating Kalamazoo Central and Loy Nargs also knocking off Kalamazoo Central made a three-way tie in first place going into last night between you three teams. And that really set up a situation where Lakeview and Loy Nargs, the winner there, kept themselves in first place and made for a big week coming up and a chance for a division title. And you guys knew that full well coming in, and you guys came away with a 50-47 win. And talking to you last night, you thought maybe the key was that your guys did know that a lot was on the line and they played like it a little bit last night.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was a key. I think our guys were really focused and locked in, and it was, I mean, you were there. It was a defensive struggle all night long for both teams. I think both teams, I mean, when you play someone for a third time, you kind of know each other pretty well and you know what the strengths and weaknesses are, and I think both teams try to capitalize on what, you know, defensively what they thought the other team could do and couldn't do. And you know, so it was 50-47 is kind of low scoring, but in the reality, the way both teams were defending, it was that close. I mean, it was that close, and it was like that the whole game.
It was 22-22 at halftime, and a really physical game. The officials were letting you guys go after it, and a lot of bumping and bruising there, and could have gone either way there at that point. Loy Nargs opened the second half with an 11-2 run, and their high-scoring guard, Cedric Huntley, started to get loose a little bit there during that surge, and they gave Loy Nargs a 33-24 lead. And at that point, the game could go either way. I mean, Loy Nargs could get hot and pull away, or Lakeview can get back in. You guys dug in there, went on your own little spurt, 10-0 run of yourself, stayed close. How important was that little response there for you?
Yeah, obviously that's huge, Bill, and I was really pleased with the way our kids just continued to battle and battle and battle. And, you know, the kind of the mantra that we've been going with the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks probably is that is, you know, trying to be the toughest team on the floor. And I thought last night it was like you said, it was a tough game to officiate. There was a lot of contact, a lot of things and going on, and I think they did a good job with the game. I think our kids, you know, just like you said, they kind of dug in a little bit and said, you know, we're not going down like this, which was nice to see. And I think you know, we kind of a lot the guard that you're talking about is a really good player, and we kind of lost a little bit of focus on him for a couple possessions, and that's all it takes, because that kid, he's quick, man. You forget about him for a second, he's gone. And so, you know, overall with the comeback, it was great to see our kids, you know, responding that way. And I think that's something that in the long run, you know, going into districts and stuff, that's probably something that will benefit us as well.
You guys had your focus on their guard, and it looked like Loy Nargs had their focus on your guard. LeBron Campbell was quiet in the first half, got a little bit of foul trouble there. But he came out in the third quarter and made it a little bit of a difference. He had a big three-pointer to give you guys your first lead of the second half there at 39-38. I'm sure he called glass on that three-pointer there.
Absolutely.
And he got that one to go down. And then from there, it was really back and forth. And it's about taking advantage of some situations, and you guys had some big buckets from several people. Jackson Hardy had a big rebound and a putback for a one-point lead, and then getting down again. Then Davis Barr had a big layup in transition to give you a one-point lead, and then you hit some free throws down the stretch, and then you're able to a little celebrate afterwards, and putting yourself in first place after the game was huge, and the kids kind of were embracing that and know kind of what's in line for them for next week now.
Yeah, there was a lot of celebrating last night, you know, because when it doesn't matter what your record is, when you lose three in a row, things get a little quiet. So it was nice to see Nice to see him celebrate and have fun last night after the game, and be able to just kind of enjoy each other. You know, we spend a lot of time trying to get better at basketball, and we don't always get to have as much fun as we'd like, but they were having a good time last night. And knowing what's coming up this week, and especially on Friday with the Bearcats coming into our gym, and the chance to share that league title is something that, you know, we've talked about quite a bit. You know, you talk about your goals early in the season. That's one of the things that we always talk about is, can we win a division, and then can you win a district, and can you keep going after that? And so, that's one thing that we've been really good at, trying to keep our eyes on the prize, I guess, type thing.
And we'll set up the scenario there for everybody that puts you in first place as of this morning, 5-2 in the East. The division play and the virtual tie with Kalamazoo Central, which beat Gull Lake last night. They are 6-2. They don't have a division game left on their schedule. Oh, they don't have. They played their last one against Gull Lake last night. And Lloyd Norris falls back to 4-3 in the division. So it's all there in front of you. Lakeview has one division game left. You mentioned that on Friday night, the last game of the regular season, with the rival Valkyrie Central coming into Spartans Gym, and a chance to win the division, share it with Kalamazoo Central if you can get that win over Valkyrie Central. And it'll be senior night. It'll be busy. It'll be a huge crowd. It always is with Valkyrie Central and Lakeview. And it'll be the kind of game where you have to maybe keep focus more than anything else, right?
Yeah. And keep your eyes on what's in front of you right now and not worry about the end result and just play every play to win every play. I thought, down the stretch last night, you mentioned Jackson Hardy and Davis Barr making layups, and those were huge buckets last night. Malachi Bell hit 4 out of 5 free throws down the stretch, which is what you would expect a senior guard to do, but you still got to do it, you know, you can't, just because you expect it to happen. So those, those big-time plays in big-time games are important, and I think that going into Friday night, we'll need more of those big-time plays.
Well, we'll talk a little more about that next week. A big Valkyrie Central Lakeview game on Friday, and district trainings will come out this week also, so we'll break that down also when we get together. It'll be a fun talking about Lakeview basketball next weekend, and we'll do that again with you, Coach.
All right, let's do that, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on down. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here at WBCK 95.3 FM.
People.
On 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Bill Broderick, Valkyrie Choir, back with our next Coach of the Morning. We are with Valkyrie Central Coach Durant Crum. Coach, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the broadcast there, but Valkyrie Central basketball community is with heavy hearts this morning. Your junior varsity coach, Brian Watkins, passed away yesterday after a long bout with cancer, and it's a tough loss for everyone involved in Valkyrie Central community in general and the basketball community specifically. And just a few words on what that means to Valkyrie Central and what he kind of meant to the program.
Oh, well, he meant, you can't even put it into words, he meant extremely... I mean, he meant a lot. He was around. He was a staple in the program for years. Just an outstanding individual, first of all, not to talk about him as a coach, but he was just a great guy, a lot of wisdom, and a lot of character. And so without a doubt, he's going to be missed.
And we mentioned earlier that we're going to try to do a little something in the Inquirer later today and talk to some people about him. And just a big part of the basketball community for a couple of decades. And, like you said, he'll be missed. Valkyrie Central had an eventful week this week, a couple of games. And you played some tough matchups. And it seems like you're always running into some hot teams when you hit the court nowadays. And Stevensville Lakeshore won its eighth game in its last 9 outings when they beat you 60-45 last or Thursday night. And then earlier in the week, you lost to a really good Lansing Everett team on Wednesday, so you have back-to-back night situation there. The schedule gets tough, and with you guys, you're trying to accomplish some things this time of year. And what'd you see out there in terms of maybe making some progress with the Bearcats?
Yeah, well, it's been a struggle. We've continued to, focus on what we have to do better. Starting to see a little progress in the sense that the chemistry seems to, we seem to be making gains in that area. We played pretty good in spurts in both of those games this week. Everett's definitely tough. They brought a lot of pressure. Real up-tempo is what they want to do. We'd like to do that this year. We just haven't been able to be very successful in the transition game. But saw some decent things there. Lakeshore, always tough. I don't even think they're as solid as they've been in previous years. But we were in the game the first half. We were only down by two at halftime and played pretty decent. Saw a little more execution. Both offensively and defensively last night. I think even though we're the sand, what are they saying? The hourglass, the sand is running out of the hourglass. Time is running out on us. But if we're going to get better, this is the time that we want to be better as we end the season and go into the postseason play.
You have a big week coming up here. You have a makeup game with Harbor Creek on Wednesday. I think that's at the Fieldhouse.
Yes.
You don't play on Tuesday, correct?
We do not. Okay. Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday, and then you end the season at Lakeview on Friday. Despite the record for you guys, those are two easy games for your kids to get up for. They like playing those teams, and even if some kids may or may not have checked out, they're not going to be checked out this week because they're going to be focused on playing those games. That's what you want to see this time of year, playing some important games the last week of the season. You like that?
Yeah. I think it goes without saying that these are definitely big games coming up for us this weekend. The guys will get pumped for those games. Let's hope they don't get too pumped and are able to settle in and focus in and have a good showing.
The field house will be fun on Wednesday with Harbor Creek coming in, and that'll be. I know you guys will be eager to be playing that game. That's a game that you guys have played every year lately, and it's always been fun. And then you're going to Lakeview. It's going to be their senior night, and despite what's going on with your season, Lakeview has a lot to play for there. They could clinch the SMAC East division with a win over you guys. But, boy, you can make your season and forget about all the other losses of the year if you can knock off Lakeview on their senior night when they had a chance to win the division. That's going to be something that your kids can really focus on.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give them too much to focus on. playing spoiler and all of that gets them, I think, a little extra stuff that we don't really need right now. We just need to go out and try to execute our game plan and try to get some traction moving into the postseason.
When you face Lakeview the first time, their pressure and putting pressure on your guards in the full court and really making that game an up-tempo game and speeding things up really was what you had the most trouble with. That's something you guys have talked about since then and we'll be talking about this week?
Oh, yeah. I think early on, anyone that saw us play would walk away saying you just really need to put pressure on those guys. And over the course of the season, it's gotten better. I think we're in a much better spot than we have been. We've been handling those situations a lot better. We expect to see that this week. And we'll continue to talk about what we have to do in order to be successful in those situations. And like I said, it's we're in a better spot with that than we were when we played Lakeview the first time.
Also could be a little bit of a possible district preview for you in terms of these games this week. District pairings don't come out till over the weekend, but Harbor Creek and Lakeview are both in your district. and then get a little scouting report, first-hand knowledge. It can't be a bad thing, but also you could be a situation where you're playing some of these teams within a week of each other. How do you kind of balance that a little bit?
Well, we'll definitely know what each other's wanting to do when we're on the court, and I think it'll just boil down to the kids and who wants it the most, and whether or not you can go out and do what it is that you're preparing to do.
District pairings, like I said, are going to come out Sunday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go forward. It's going to be a big week for the Bearcats, playing on Harper Creek at home on Wednesday, getting Lakeview on the road at Lakeview's place on Friday. A lot to talk about when that kind of comes around next week when we hit Coach's Corner once again. And that'll be a lot of fun to chat about that and to look forward to district pairings at that point. And we'll do that again when we get together next week here on Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot for coming down, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
That's it for Coach's Corner for this morning and Saturday down here at Lakeview Ford downtown and on the Motor Mile. And we'll be back for next week. Break down the district pairings coming up and the last week of the regular season. Thanks a lot. WBCK 95.3 FM.